I actually have a shit story.
Excellent.
Here's the best part, though. It's not about me.
It better not be about me.
I promise it's not. No, hearing your shit story actually made me think of another scenario that happened to a kid that I witnessed.
Oh, God.
And I've never said anything until this day.
Oh, this poor kid.
We will cover up his name for purposes. He will be named Trevor.
Poor Trevor.
I know. Sorry, Trevor. We were all outside for recess, and it was, you know, it was kind of like a nice warm day. I can't remember exactly what I was doing. All I know is Foursquare was my jam.
Never played it.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Do you even know what it is?
I'm not primitive, but I don't know the rules.
It's been a minute since I've played, obviously. I haven't played, I think, since middle school. But if I'm not mistaken, Foursquare, there's four people, one in each square, and there's a red ball. Someone starts with the red ball, and they can smack it into whatever square they want. If I'm not... Okay, I can't remember fully. I'm pretty sure when someone hits it towards you, I think it's allowed to hit your square once, and then you have to smack it to another square. Now, if someone catches it, you're out. And then it just goes down to three people, I think, unless a fourth one joins. Like I said, I cannot remember this game that much, even though I played it religiously when I was in elementary school and middle school. But I'm pretty sure that's the rules. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of interesting that I'm 30 and never in my life has a situation come up where I've heard the rules of Foursquare. I mean, that kind of just speaks to how many people I knew in elementary school.
Well, I can't lie. I think Foursquare people also just changed the rules to their liking. I mean, I think I've played several different kinds just based upon the certain people that are playing. I mean, I think most kids played by the rules, but if I am missing out on a rule, I am sorry.
We didn't check the official Foursquare rulebook.
No, but we should, actually.
Is my phone.
I start walking up to the front, and I think it's because it actually was getting close to the bell ringing for all of us to go back inside. And I just remember there was this kid, as I said, we'll call him Trevor.
Trevor.
He was standing up by the door, his backside facing the door with his hands behind his back, and his knees were just shaking. At least one of them was. I think it specifically was the left side of him that was shaking, like his leg.
The memory you have. I know. I remember specifically that left leg shaking.
Okay.
Exactly five shakes per second.
If I may be real with you, this scarred me, okay?
Okay, true.
Because, I don't know, I was so young. That's why I'm pretty sure I was in first or second grade. I was so young, and, you know, you don't think scenarios like this are going to happen in life. So when you see them happen to someone else, you immediately start thinking it could happen to you, and it becomes a huge fear, right?
So if your left leg starts shaking.
I come up, and I notice he's waiting by the door. And there's a teacher that's waiting up front, too. She's not directly by the door, though. She's out in the sun where it's warm because the shade was a bit of a cool area. I come right up next to him, and I turn my back as well. And then I decide to look over at him, and then I look down, and there is shit all down his left leg.
Specifically the left!
That's the one that was shaking.
Foreshadowing.
It was really bad. I immediately panicked. Looked straight ahead, and I just walked. And I turned my head back to take one last look.
Oh, God!
I know, because I didn't want him to know that I knew. So I thought maybe if I, like, turn around to make sure that he's not looking at me, it'd be okay. But the moment I turned around, I immediately saw him dart into the school building. Like, he had pushed that door open, and he booked it, right? And I thought, okay, so he might know that I know.
Oh, no.
I know. But it gets worse.
It got worse?
Well, on my end.
Oh, God.
Another girl, we'll just call her Ashley. This girl named Ashley comes up and she's talking to the teacher. And I can't lie, I'm just kind of hanging around the front still because, I don't know, it was almost that time and I wanted to get in line first because I just wanted to get into class because this was like the last recess of the day as an elementary school kid. So that basically meant when you go inside, you only have like 30 minutes left. And a lot of that time is just spent kind of doing whatever usually as an if I remember correctly. And next thing I know, I see Ashley stop talking to the teacher, and she looks down. She hits the ground. Like, imagine a detective coming up and squatting and having a magnifying glass.
Okay.
Yeah. She didn't have a magnifying glass, obviously, but...
her face was close enough.
She squatted. She put her face directly... above the shit.
Oh, no!
And then I watch her pointer finger come out.
Oh! Oh, God, I pray this isn't going where I think it's going.
She points directly at the shit.
Oh, okay, I thought she was going to touch it.
She goes, "Miss Delilah, what's this?" And then the teacher squats down.
Everyone's squatting!
The teacher squats down. Looks directly at the shit.
Stop squatting, guys!
I see her face squinting, and then she stands back up, and she's like, "I don't know what it is." And then the kid, Ashley, gets up, and she's following it to the door. She puts her face against the glass, and she goes, "Ew, it's all down the hall!" And then the teacher's like, "What?" And I can't lie. I'm like, "What?" So I run to the door, and I'm looking through, and yeah, he left a shit trail all the way to what I assume is the bathroom.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and the teacher still, at that time, did not know what it was, so she basically just told Ashley not to worry about it, but I can't get over how close this girl got her face to the shit, and I can't get over the fact that I witnessed the whole thing, and I feel so bad for the kid because I can't imagine that kind of scenario, and my heart goes out to them, but it definitely scarred me for life because this is a kid that I still never ever really talked to throughout school history, I swear. And I think it was mainly for that reason, but it's not like they cared to actually talk to me. So it's something I always remember because it terrified me because I did not ever want to shit myself at school, anywhere but school.
Oh, poor Trevor.